The Awesomely Awkward Adventures of Super Pizza, Chapter 4. The shadow grew darker and the air colder. My whole body shook, making my pliable cheesy arm bounce up and down and up and down across the alley. I let out a deep breath and watched as the air was streaming out of me. The little boy pointed at me again. "It's a pizza," he shouted. "A slice of pizza," I corrected. "Pizza man," he shouted again, this time running toward me. "Get back," I warned, right as an icy projectile flung past him and exploded against the brick wall. "Just go, kid, go," I yelled, but he wasn't listening. He was walking closer to me, giggling. Another ice spear flew past him, brushing up against his hair. And with that, he let out a scream. Tears began streaming down his face. "Somebody help us," I yelled. But we were alone. Just us. "Go, Tony, just go. Get up and go, go," I told myself, but I couldn't move. And then, all at once, I dove forward, whisking the three-year-old boy away, right as an icy spike struck the ground. I ducked down, holding Iris's hand all the way across the alley. But then I lost my footing and I flew across the alley, my arm like a slingshot. I gripped the boy tightly as I could. "Whee!" he began to yell. I landed right next to Iris, my arm a stringy mess. "Again, again," the boy clapped. Whew. I let out a sigh. "No time to wait. We've got to get out of here," Iris yelled. "Aiden," a woman screamed. The boy jumped out of my arms and ran toward his mom. Is the robot gone?" I asked, but I could barely get my words out before the shadow reappeared. The alley went ice cold. "Book it," Iris yelled, letting go of my cheesy hand. We darted down the alley, narrowly dodging the shards of ice. "Follow me, okay?" she said, turning toward me as she sprinted. We crisscrossed through the alleys, the ice torpedoes slamming against the buildings. We sprinted through an empty parking lot and then back into another alley and then into a parking lot, then through a building, then back through. "Why is it after me? I don't get it." "I think you upset him, or her. I mean, it could be a female robot. We don't really know. I'm not sure why I'm assigning a gender to it. I blame our patriarchal." A stream of ice whizzed past us. We turned the corner and sprinted through another alley, zigzagging around busted boxes and jumping over piles of trash. My lungs were burning. I could smell my mozzarella breath. And my already jiggly legs felt like they could melt at any moment. "Jump," she warned, leaping over a patch of ice. I sprung forward, slipping on the ice and tumbling into the wall. Crack! "My crust," I shouted. Iris knelt down. "I don't see any cracks on your crust, Tony, but oh no, you're bleeding," she said. I pulled myself up and looked down at the puddle of blood forming all around me. "We need to stop the bleeding," she said. Between the deafening crash of the robot's massive footsteps, it was getting closer. She ripped the bottom of her shirt and held it up to the bleeding. "Wait a second," she sniffed it. "This isn't blood." I know, it's marinara sauce. That's what I'm made out of." "No." She touched it to her tongue. "Ooh, gross, don't do that. No, this is hot sauce." And then she looked down at the ground, pointed to a busted jar of hot sauce. "It must have fallen out of my pocket and you stepped on it." "You carry hot sauce with you?" Clank, a shard of ice careened against a nearby dumpster. I looked over at it. It looked like a smashed soda can. "Of course I carry hot sauce with me. I mean, life is better when it's spicy. I put it on fries and popcorn and eggs. And, you know, I even put it on poutine when I went to Canada." "So you're saying I'm okay? I'm alive. I'm not even injured," I said. I let out a loud, nervous laugh. "I'm okay." My fragile crust was still intact. I couldn't believe it. I jumped to my feet and looked across the alley. But then a dog emerged at the corner, catching a scent of my crust. "Hurry up or you'll get eaten alive," she said. Now, most people say the term eaten alive, and they mean it as an idiom or an expression. But in this case, she was serious. A sprinting slice of pizza has no chance against a hungry alley dog. I turned back to see the massive chrome leg of the robot on the opposite side. I couldn't run in that direction either. "We're almost there," she said, pointing to a door in the back of the warehouse. A giant ice ball flew by, crashing to the ground and leaving a giant divot in its place. "Ooh, that could have been us," I said. We sprinted down the dirty alley and up the ramp toward the edge of the building. She reached for the string of the sliding door, but it didn't budge. "Are you kidding me? It's locked," she shouted. She banged on the door. "No way, this door is always unlocked. It's my go-to hideout." "How often are you getting chased by robots?" I asked. "More often than you'd imagine," she shot back. The alley grew darker and colder. The humming machine echoed against its walls. "Is there a key?" I asked. She shook her head. "No, it's on the inside. You just have to twist the lock normally." I could hear the dog growling as it galloped toward me. "Oh, there's no backup key somewhere?" I asked. "Nope." I studied the door. It was too heavy and too powerful for us to force open. I lifted the handle. Nothing. But there was a tiny sliver of space that emerged at the bottom, just underneath the door. Maybe. "That's it," I yelled. It was a crazy idea, but it just might work. Maybe. But if it didn't, I'd end up as puppy chow. I really didn't have a choice. An ice bolt shot toward us, denting the door. I pulled my hand up as flat as I could, and I squeezed into the space under the door. My arm ached. Oh, it hurt so bad as I stretched it as flat as I could. "The lock is too high up," I said. "Try harder," she snapped. I couldn't get my entire arm through the crack under the door. "It's too narrow," I whined. The dog barreled forward, saliva spewing from his mouth. "Can you try to pull up on the door at all?" I asked. "I'm trying," Iris said with clenched teeth. Clank! An ice bolt shot toward the door, popping it ever so slightly. I stretched my arm as far as I could and finally got it through. "You got it?" she asked, her face turning red. "Almost," I answered, leaning into the door, squeezing my arm with every ounce of energy I had. My index finger touched the tip of the lock. I was so, so close. I closed my eyes. "Focus, just turn the lock." Clank! Another ice bolt. I opened my eyes. Big mistake. The snarling dog snapped at my crust. Iris was kicking it away, doing her best to keep the dog at bay. "You close?" she asked, leaning on me. I stretched my hand up as hard as I could. Oh, I was so close, so close. I could feel the edge of the lock. Right then, I twisted. And then, jumping back, I lost my grip right as the dog snapped at the loose strand of melted cheese. "Hot sauce," Iris yelled. "Really? Right now? I'll get you new hot sauce later, but we can't be thinking about this. We need to get inside," I said. "No, hot sauce. I know exactly what to do." She darted down the alley as I spun around, whacking the dog with my crusty back. I jumped back and the dog squared toward me, his eyes fixed on my cheesy face. I leapt forward, closed my eyes, bracing for the attack. I opened my eyes as the dog began to howl and whine. What was going on? Iris stood there waving her arms like a maniac. "Dogs hate the smell of super spicy ghost pepper hot sauce," she said. I leaned back into the door and stretched my hand as hard as I could up and up. Clank! Another shot. This one was even closer to me. I gotta get this. But the door dropped lower this time, smashing down on my arm. Greasy tears streamed down my face. I had never felt that kind of pain in my life. But the lock was closer this time. I reached up as hard as I could, turned the lock, and pulled back with my other hand. The door flung open and I slid inside. But right then, the dog lunged forward and grabbed a hold of my crust. A piercing pain shot up my entire body. How is this possible, though? My crust, it was still intact. The dog was gnawing at me and chewing on me, but I was still alive. It was supposed to have crumbled by now. Iris somersaulted her way inside the door and slammed it down. The gnashing teeth pulled back as the dog let out a howl. To be honest, I kind of felt bad for him. He was only looking for a snack. Poor guy. Just didn't want it to be me. "We made it," I said with a laugh. I mean, my entire body ached, but I couldn't believe it. I was alive, intact. Somehow, my fragile crust hadn't cracked at all. I was alive.